Welcome to another edition of the Dementia Care Partner Talk Show. Now, here's dementia care expert Tipa Snow and your host, Greg Phelps.
Do you live outside the continental United States? Well, in 2024, Tipa Snow and members of the Positive Approach to Care team will be hosting events in Australia, Hawaii, Malaysia, the United Kingdom, and more. You don't want to miss seeing Tipa live, so to see if she's coming to a city near you, visit www.tipasnow.info/world and select your location. We hope to see you there.
Hello and welcome to Tipa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast. I'm your host, Greg Phelps, along with Tipa Snow, and it's always interesting when a word or a phrase has two meanings, because later today, we're going to be hoarding off an area for some construction in our house. In that context, hoarding is what? A temporary structure. However, the hoarding we're talking about today is something frequently associated with seniors and a TV show. Apparently, it's not that common, but it can be a major problem. So are there triggers for this? Am I naturally going to start that because I like collecting things? I mean, how does one become a hoarder?
Well, I think in many cases, it's a lifelong pattern. People have been, fearing not having enough. Interestingly enough, Greg, there is some research that suggests generational trauma and having in your family's past been without. And it doesn't have to be you. Apparently, there's a gene code that can switch if someone in your world had to do without. And it was traumatizing. And something happens in the chemistry and the RNA, DNA structures, and now you inherit that. So it may have been a generation or two back where they had nothing, they had to do without, and they had to survive. And the only way you could do it was to, when you found something, you hid it around you so you'd have it, and you'd have it when you didn't have something. And so finding and keeping became something that's how you survived. That's how a family survived, how an individual survived. There's another theory that relates to, I have a really huge challenge in relationships, and I have a hard time keeping people. I've been abandoned. I've been trapped and abandoned, and I can't trust people. So I start needing things, because having things, keeping things around me, things that I feel have value, gives me a sense of comfort. And it is my home base now, that I need those things so I feel better. That's what makes me feel whole, safe, complete. I feel comfortable that way. So there's several ideas about it. We do know that there is also some evidence that people who've been collectors, but they don't, they collect, but they don't display as much. They collect and they have stuff, but they tend to keep it fairly hidden. Like they have it, but they don't put it out. They just get it and they keep it. And they often keep it in spaces and places, but then they start keeping more and more of it. And then some people start developing a fear that others will take things from them. And so they start not wanting people to know what all they've gotten. And so that idea of being paranoid of others entering the space and either judging or taking. So people get more and more isolated. So classically, I think one or more of those patterns will start to emerge, and we'll actually look at people's history and we'll be able to see sort of how they came into this thing we now call hoarding.
I sat in on one of your classes, and I think we were talking at that point about bill paying and keeping mail and newspapers. And at that time, you had also suggested there was some people had felt a loss of control. Yeah. And so is it hoarding or is it control? I mean, the blurry lines everywhere, right?
Really. And, you know, the idea of I need to see things to feel comfortable that I know where they are. And so I need all my things out, but I don't want other people messing with my things. And so now I have them all stacked around so I can see them, but I don't want people messing with them. And so the idea of it starts to look disorganized and it starts to look risky and dangerous, and it is, because if I put it away, then I don't know where it is. So I have to have it out. So the hoarding is sort of like, I just keep it and I keep it. And sometimes I keep it and I keep it hidden, but then the hiding becomes like the whole space is filled with the hidden stuff and I don't have room in the space for me. And the other might be more in control. I'm afraid you're going to take things away from me. And me having things means I am in control. Whether they're animals or stuffed animals, or whether they're pieces of paper, or whether they're soiled undergarments, or whether they're clothing that I purchased or something I got on the internet. It can be anything and everything. Where people find no value, I find value. Because people throw things away and I'll save them. And so it gives me a sense of control to save things.
So once again, we ask Tipa a simple question and we get a complicated answer because it's not just one little thing, is it? It's never just one. I can't just push this little button and turn that off.
You got it. Yeah. And so if I don't read the situation right, then I apply the wrong Band-Aid and I actually can make the situation much worse.
Oh, you can push the wrong button for sure.
You can push the wrong button for sure. And I think that's what's interesting I have watched it a few times just to see how they do this. The TV program is a lot of pushing the wrong buttons for long periods of time and then pushing more wrong buttons. But, you know, people are often in really traumatic situations where they're going to lose everything, but then you've taken everything. So I've lost everything anyway, a sort of idea. And then I need to gain it back. So unless we have sort of a different kind of way of helping, it's not changing the thing that's really causing the thing to change. And so in the world we live in, we got to get curious before we get judgmental and we got to hold judgment. And so I get a lot more success out of, well, wow, Greg, you have an amazing amount of things here. Wow. Now, is this something you've done recently or is this something you've been working on a while?
So you're going to do a lot of exploring before you leap into this.
And before I come in many times, I will be honest, I use Vicks VapoRub before I enter the space. I mean, I'm just being brutally honest because often by the time someone asks me to do something, this has really reached proportions of like, oh my. And people have already like thrown their hands up and try to fight and they've done this. And I find out, I've already done some exploration, finding out what has everybody already tried. So I know where we are. And so my go-to is I've got to get into a relationship with you where there's some trust built before I can do anything. So I've got to be in a space where my brain is not going.
So this is a bigger problem than some people would like to acknowledge. Oh. Is there somebody at PAC, Positive Approach to Care, that I can talk to? Because you're on the road so much, I might want to talk to somebody else before, you know, you get back from Texas or Bolivia or Australia.
Wherever I might be, So, we have a couple of consultants who have some expertise and some background in helping people with cognitive kinds of work related to a deeper, like more intense. So we have some consultants who are much more tuned in and we have other consultants who are doing different kinds of work, but we bring people in and figure out where are we. And it usually involves more than one person being involved because we often have to work with all the players so that somebody doesn't pull the trigger while we're trying to be supportive. It's really a work in progress frequently without, you know, like ideal outcomes, but we're looking for what's acceptable, not what the ideal is. And I think that's really important walking in. It's like, I'm not here to fix you. I'm here to support you living life.
Tipa, thank you very much.
Thanks, Greg.
You've been listening to Tipa Snow's Dementia Care Partners podcast. For more information, go to tipasnow.com.
Hi, I'm Tipa Snow, and you just found our YouTube channel and watched one of our videos. I'm the owner and founder of Positive Approach to Care. Thanks for watching. And if you liked, if you have a comment about, or you would, please share it with people you know. Oh, and if you haven't yet done it, consider subscribing. We'll let you know when the next new video comes out. And you might want to visit our website, www.tipasnow.com, where you'll find other resources as well. See you there.